Siemens PLM in pole position when Northvolt wins Volvo Cars and takes the lead in European battery battle. Building a state-of-the-art gigafactory for automotive battery production isn't cheap. Today, investments range between $3.50 and $5.5 billion, depending on the size of the project. But only a small part of this goes to building up the PLM pieces, while the connected automation solutions to achieve a super rational production are significantly larger than the PLM bets. In terms of total figures for these projects, however, it is still a question of a relatively small percentage. The exact investment sizes are trade secrets, but my qualified guess, based on list prices and expected large customer discounts, is that the PLM investments in Siemens Digital Industries' closed-loop manufacturing concept and a gigafactory the size of Northvolt 1 Skellefteå, Sweden location have so far been in the range of $1.9 million to $2.3 million, depending on the size and more specific details of the layout. A project like that needs more than 1,000 team center licenses and around 100 NX CAD seats. In addition, there are a number of special licenses for things such as battery simulation and a larger number of MOM manufacturing operation management and MES licenses which connect PLM to the production side. For the latter, a couple of hundred licenses for a gigafactory-sized facility is a reasonable estimate. At the same time, the normal relationship between PLM and automation costs is a factor of 10, which means that the automation pieces, in terms of investment, are somewhere in the range of $20 to $25 million. Founded by former Tesla employee Peter Carlson. That said, high investment costs do not prevent development from accelerating in recent years, and the competitive situation in Europe has intensified, particularly with Northvolt's entry into the market. Founded by former Tesla employee Peter Carlson, Northvolt has taken a firm grip on the development of European gigafactories in the battery field. This has led to a number of interesting alliances in this capital-intensive construction of sustainable battery production. In addition to the automotive giant Volkswagen's Northvolt Sabai facility, companies such as Volvo Cars, Scania, ABB and Siemens are among stakeholders who have invested significant sums in becoming project partners for Northvolt, with investments ranging from $10.0 million and higher. At the top end is Volkswagen, which so far plans to invest 1 billion euros, equivalent to $1.1 billion, in battery factory ventures. The Northvolt Sabai plant is one of them. This factory will be up and running in 2024. In total, the Northvolt project includes the Northvolt 1 factory mentioned above, which is well on its way to production, a R&D lab in Västerås, Sweden, the Volkswagen Northvolt Sabai site, located in German Salzgitten, and a plant for the manufacture of system-configured battery cell combinations in Polish Gdansk, the Northvolt battery system Jeden. To this we can add the planned gigafactory together with Volvo Cars, which will be ready in 2024. Siemens PLM market leader in battery design and production. The interesting thing about Peter Carlson's project is that it is built as a concept solution where the first factory, Northvolt 1, functions as a blueprint or digital twin, if you will, in general working model for how it all should function. This in turn is based on Siemens Digital Industries concept called closed-loop manufacturing. With this as a basis in Peter Carlson's business approach to production, Northvolt has quickly achieved a dominant position and can today be regarded as a market-leading player on the European battery front. Closed-loop manufacturing is tantamount to closing the product realization circle, with a digital twin as the central concept carrier and where all processes, from development to physical manufacturing, are held together using digital threads and tightly integrated, real-time-based PLM, IT and operative technology, OT, systems. At the end of the day, this is about flexible beyond Industry 4.0 solutions from digital product ideation, definition and design to digitally built manufacturing management on the shop floor, which then transitions into the physical production processes. With a digital twin at the center, everything is possible to simulate at every stage. This means that manufacturers are able to digitally make sure that things work as intended, both in terms of the product and the production, before moving on to the physical equivalents, where any changes or detected errors become expensive to fix. Big investments by Siemens. Siemens has invested big money and development resources to create solutions that transform data into value from a holistic point of view. On one hand, it is about the product development tools in the accelerator portfolio, such as NXCAD, Battery Design Studio, SimCenter, CAE, and TeamCenter as the CPDM, Collaborative Product Definition Management, backbone with the Mendix low-code platform on top. On the other hand, it is about the factory and manufacturing-related tools, such as Technomatix, MindSphere, IoT Operative System, and OpsCenter. Everything is interconnected and data can flow from the digital environments to the physical, and back. Siemens Virtual Commissioning is an excellent example of what can be done within the framework of the company's holistic approach. Siemens has invested heavily in its virtual commissioning solutions. They have created the necessary APIs between the virtual and the physical machine worlds and have already developed the entrance code that, based on what has been done in the product development phase, can connect directly into PLCs to simulate, manage and run equipment on the shop floor. This took Siemens years to develop and refine and therefore poses a tough challenge for any combination of players on the market who want to compete in the cutting-edge world of PLM and beyond. The factory automation solution side also has a massive Siemens presence. For example, Siemens Automation System, Somatic, includes control system, integration and safety solutions, while motor motion control of servos is handled in Siemens Somotion. Volvo Cars last in the row to join the Northvolt concept. The latest in the line to join the Northvolt concept is Volvo Cars, which so far has followed the German vehicle giant Volkswagen into the electrified future, while the French company Renault has taken a different path and allied itself with the Chinese-Japanese Envision Esque and Vircore. More on this below. Volvo Car Group decided only a few weeks ago to form a joint venture company with Northvolt to develop and sustainably produce batteries that are tailored for the next generation of fully electric Volvo and Polestar cars. In total, this project is estimated to involve $3.5 billion in building a gigafactory plant in Sweden with a potential capacity of up to 50 gigawatt-hours, GWH, per year. As part of the plans, Volvo Car Group also aims for 15 gigawatt-hours of battery cells per year to be purchased from the existing Northvolt plant in Skellefteå, starting from 2024. Production is scheduled to start in 2026. 100% clean energy. As a first step for the half-owned joint venture company, Volvo Car Group and Northvolt aim to set up a research and development center in Sweden that will be put into operation in 2022. In the next step, there are also plans to build a gigafactory in Europe with a capacity of up to 50 gigawatt-hours. By collaborating with Northvolt, we secure the delivery of high-quality, more durable battery cells for our fully electric cars, says Håkon Samuelsson, president and CEO of Volvo Car Group. The collaboration with Northvolt will also enable us to strengthen our development capacity internally. The whole thing is a very interesting development in light of the fact that the Swedish battery giant has previously been raided. The new gigafactory, which is planned to be operated with 100% clean energy, is estimated to employ about 3,000 people. Where the new factory will be built has not yet been decided. The first car to be equipped with battery cells developed by the joint venture company will be the electric successor to Volvo Cars' best-selling XC60 model. Volvo Cars and Polestar are industry leaders in the transition to electrification and perfect partners on the upcoming journey as we strive to develop and produce the world's most sustainable battery cells, says Peter Carlson. Renault builds gigafactory with Chinese-Japanese company. Battery production in European automotive operations has reached full speed. Just a few days after Northvolt's and Volvo Car Group's announcement of an investment in a gigafactory for vehicle batteries, French Renault Group announced that it will build a gigafactory in Douai, near Renault Electricity. Previously, as Engineering.com reported, Volkswagen has also entered into a partnership with Northvolt to build its own battery production. Right now, Renault is investing. Soon it will be players other than Northvolt and, on the PLM side, Siemens Digital Industries in the lead roles. As part of its electric car strategy, Renault Group is collaborating with Envision Esque, which will develop the gigafactory mentioned above in Douai with a capacity of 9 gigawatt-hours by 2024 and with the goal of reaching 24 gigawatt-hours by 2030. On the PLM side, Engineering.com learned that they will work with solutions from Dassault Systèmes. As always, when it comes to battery development and manufacturing, the costs of setting up these factories are staggering. The technology company Envision Group, with Sino-Japanese roots, will invest up to 2 billion euros to produce state-of-the-art batteries that are cost-effective, carbon-efficient and safe for electric cars, including the upcoming electrified Renault 5. The latest strategic partnerships with Envision Esk and Vircore greatly strengthen our position when we secure the production of 1 million electric cars in Europe by 2030, commented Luca De Meo, CEO of Renault Group. This plant is the work of Envision, a Chinese specialist in so-called intelligent energy networks based on wind turbines, which has quite naturally led to work on the storage of electricity and batteries. In 2018, Envision bought 80% of Esk, the subsidiary created by the Japanese NEC and Nissan, the latter of which is keeping the remaining 20%. This allows the Elysee to remind us in passing that the technology and the head office of Esk are Japanese and not Chinese. A $2.5 billion investment in Electri City. The investment is significant, estimated at $2.5 billion to build Renault's plant, along with sites in Maubeuge and Ruitz, France. Altogether, this will form the Electri City subsidiary. The Maubeuge site, which currently uses only 8% of its capacity with 25,000 vehicles per year, will, according to Arcade Online magazine, assemble the replacement for the Zoe, whose Korean LG batteries are now assembled in Poland. This model has been at the top of the ranking of the best-selling electric cars in Europe for the past 10 years. The deployment of the Envision plant, on part of the 270 hectares of the Renault site in Douai, is planned in two stages. In 2024, the 1,000-employee plant will reach a capacity of 9 gigawatt-hours, GWH, which is enough to equip just under 200,000 vehicles per year. Then to increase to 2,500 jobs by 2030 with 24 gigawatt-hours of capacity, that is to say, the equipment of 400,000 to 500,000 vehicles, which corresponds to the ramp-up of Renault, writes Arcade, aiming at a 25% market share. Not everyone is following the path of Siemens and Northvolt, but as developments so far show, these two companies have created an excellent defensive position to stay at the absolute top of European battery development and manufacturing. As always, competition is fierce, and there are other companies who are looking at gigafactory solutions and are further ahead in realizing those plans. Tesla is the most prominent example, of course, with its Berlin, Germany facility soon to be in production. The facility and its Berlin location were announced by Tesla CEO Elon Musk in November 2019 at the DAS Golden Lenkrad Award Show. The factory is planned to produce batteries, battery packs and powertrains for use in Tesla vehicles, and also to assemble the Tesla Model Y, with a proposed start of production in late 2021. The Northvolt founder Peter Carlson said to Engineering.com that he aims at a 25% market share in Europe, which means he has to build more gigafactories. Today the world consumes about 250 gigawatt-hours of batteries. The expectation is that in 10 years this number will go up to 3,000 gigawatt-hours. 1 GWH represents an investment cost of 100 million euros. To reach the objective of a 25% European market share, Peter Carlson has to build 150 gigawatt-hours over the next 10 years. The most interesting thing about Siemens Digital Industries Solutions is the holistic approach taken to product development and connected manufacturing automation. No one has done it better, and when the battery economy takes over in automotive, the company's intention is to handle the design and manufacturing management. It's a tough job, but together with Northvolt's business model and capability to scale, the industrial processes of Siemens PLM and automation solutions can achieve this.